It's Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Daily Headlines podcast. Let's start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way, and that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com. Kenton County Public Works began a multi-part resurfacing project in various parts of unincorporated Kenton County on Monday. Pipe replacement will begin this week, and then Public Works will transition to asphalt work in April. The work has a preliminary scheduled completion date of Friday, May 31st. A representative from the county stated that most of the work will occur during daylight hours. The county will send out additional announcements on social media if scheduling changes. Drivers should follow all appropriate signs to circumnavigate the construction. The city of Alexandria is planning for its new city campus, and Alexandria veterans asked them to consider moving its tribute park as part of those plans. Air Force veterans Mike Ward and Bill Ratchford addressed the city council at its March meeting and said moving the tribute park would allow people to use it. They said they would like to see new pavers and monuments as part of the process. The park is located at the corner of US 27 and West Main Street in Alexandria, adjacent to the current city building. Ward said the pavers are coming up and the park is in a bad location. Rackford said they want to recognize all those who have served and are actively serving. He said the city should also consider moving the World War II plaque that is currently behind the Campbell County Middle School and incorporating it into the park. Highland Heights, Fort Thomas, and Covington are cities that have monuments or tributes to veterans that they would like to mimic. Rackford said the 7 veterans located in Alexandria would help contribute to the project and potentially some people from the Veterans Hall of Fame. After around an hour of deliberation, a jury determined 47-year-old Marsha Miller, accused of intentionally hitting and killing a man with her car in a parking lot in Covington in 2021, is guilty but mentally ill, according to the Commonwealth's Attorney's Office. Investigators said that when Miller was arrested in March 2021, they found evidence indicating she'd initially hit 54-year-old Frank Harris with her car in a Burlington Coat Factory parking lot. According to the press release from the Commonwealth's Attorney's Office, witnesses who saw the crash and surveillance video captured by the nearby Burlington Coat Factory were key to determining Miller's actions that day. That footage captured Harris walking across the parking lot as Miller drove north on Winston Avenue. Miller then could be seen turning left into the car park before making another left-hand turn, driving toward where Harris was walking. Witnesses testified during Miller's trial that the impact had sent Harris more than 10 feet into the air. Miller claimed she hadn't seen Harris, but later apologized for the crash, according to the press release. Investigators could not find any connection between Miller and Harris, who left behind 2 teenage sons. A quote-unquote guilty but mentally ill verdict means Miller will serve her sentence in a state correctional hospital until deemed safe to serve the remainder of her sentence in a women's prison. After the verdict, the jury also recommended a 30-year prison sentence for Miller. She will officially be sentenced on June 4. That's going to wrap us up here for Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this has been a Daily Headlines podcast. Stick around, I'll talk to you again tomorrow.